instrumental musician, Ken Toothbrush Butler.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, I won't be sitting down the whole show, so if you can't see, I will be standing up eventually, but I need to sit at the beginning. Let me just check my microphone level. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yeah.
I'm actually talking through a microphone, which is making the sound come through this wire down here into this, what do you call this round thing here?
Speaker.
Speaker, interesting. Speak, I'm speaking. My show is called Sound Invention, and it's about how musical instruments were invented and what the first music was and kind of how instruments work. So what's the one word that makes all sounds? It starts with a V. Anybody know what that is?
Vibration.
Vibration. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm vibrating my vocal cords, and those vocal cords are vibrating vibrating, excuse me, a membrane in the microphone, sending an electrical signal down here through the cord into my amplifier and coming out the speaker. What's the speaker doing when it sounds coming out of it? What do you suppose it's doing?
It makes noise.
Yeah. What's
noise plus?
It's vibrating. So all sound is about vibration. It's something shaking back and forth real fast. So every sound you're going to hear is about that. It's about something vibrating. So what do you suppose the very first music ever made was? What do you think? Let's go way back in time, way back thousands of years, and imagine nobody had invented anything. There were no musical instruments yet at a time when there was just nature. And what do you think if all the cave people were just sitting there listening, what do you think they'd hear? Well, who would be making it? I'm not sure if there was music then. What do you think? What do you think they would hear? Yes?
It's like, say there's a fallen tree or there's a river rushing.
Yes, they would hear different sounds of nature. That's the first sounds people would ever hear. And I'm going to use my microphone here to do some of those sounds, like the wind blowing. I'm making that by blowing in the microphone. Now, here's a sound I'm gonna do, a thunderstorm. Okay, I'm warning you, it's gonna be really loud, okay? Just letting everybody know, if there's some sleeping babies, I may wake them. I'm sorry about that, but I'm just giving you forewarning, okay? It's gonna be loud. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Did I tell you it's really loud?
Yeah.
Okay, here comes a thunderstorm. Don't jump out of your chairs, okay? Here we go. That's okay. That was okay. It was just, I hope I didn't scare anybody with it. Oh, I did. I did, I'm sorry. That was a thunderstorm, it's okay. And, now I have another sound for you that's much quieter. What if you live by the ocean? You wanted to hear the ocean. Here's the ocean. Or maybe a great big bear. Gigantic big birds. Or a saber-toothed tiger. Or maybe some smaller birds. Let's see if we can hear some different birds. So, what do you guys think? Is that music or is it just noise? What do you think? Okay, how many people say it's just noise? Hands up, let's see. How many people think it's music? More people, interesting, interesting. Which one of those sounds do you think is the most like music? The birds. Because birds, they kind of sing a little song, don't they? They don't just go. They sing a little melody. They're kind of talking to each other. We're not sure if they're singing just for fun. They're probably talking. They're communicating. Yes?
Well, you see, music is like anything vibrating unless it's too slow, because if it's too slow, then it won't make sound.
That's true, yeah. The vibrating, exactly, for you can hear. But not people are not sure exactly what sounds are music. Which one of those sounds is the most unlike music that I made? The most just horrible big noise? What do you think?
Thunderstorm.
The thunderstorm, yeah. Does that sound like music? No. No. That's a big noise. But you know what? You know what you could do? If you took a recorder, a microphone, and you went out and you recorded a thunderstorm. And you took it back to your studio, and you took that sound and you downloaded it into your keyboard. It takes a while to download. Oh boy, I needed a new computer. Oh, there it goes, okay. And then it's downloaded, and you can play that thunderstorm sound back through your computer. So let's say you had on your big keyboard here, you had a little automatic drum machine, and you could make a rhythm with that. You've seen people do that before. And then you could play that thunderstorm sound, and it would sound like music, like this. Everyone thinks that every noise is music, but if you have someone with a good sensibility about rhythm and melody and texture and timbre, you can make music with it. Okay, what do you think the very first musical instrument ever invented was? Now, let's see, the human voice vibrating and singing and maybe clapping your hands and banging on your knees, but the first object, now, you have to imagine the first thing. You can't say guitar because that took thousands of years to evolve. What's the very first thing someone could use as an instrument? What do you think? Anybody?
Drum. So
a caveman was walking down the road and all of a sudden there was a drum right there? Who invented it?
There was this log. They hit the log and made music.
Okay, it's a log then. A log could be the first one. So maybe you had a big hollow log, and maybe the termites had, maybe there was a tree in a big windstorm. And the termites had eaten the tree fell over. And then the tree was hollowed out, and somebody took a couple of sticks. Maybe there's a tree, and you could break off a couple of branches. And you had a couple sticks and you could hit that hollow log and make a rhythm. Which would be a good idea for the first one. What else could you find on the ground that might make some sound?
Leaves.
Maybe you could find a little bush and break off some branches and you could shake them. Anything else? What else? Something simple.
Well, say you live by the water, you can
you could get some rocks. You could find some rocks, and you could first pick up the rocks, two nice rocks, and you could hit them together, and they're going to sound a little different than log. They have a different sound quality than the log. Remember the log? The rocks sound more like this. And maybe you could throw those rocks, if you had a bunch of them. Let me get a bunch of them. And we're going to throw them. There's a little ledge over here. I don't want to get too close, but there's a long drop off. And there's way down there, there's some water. Cool. What else? What? Anything else? What else might work? We have rocks and a log. Anything else? How about some sticks? If you just had some sticks, maybe we'll get those same ones we played the log with, and you could hit them against a piece of wood and make a rhythm. Now listen, they sound a little different than the rocks or the log. Those are the sticks. Anything else? What about some bones? Because you might find some bones lying around. Now, you got a bunch of bones. Let me put up kind of longer bones and then some shorter ones. I'm going to put them up here. And I'm going to hit them with the same sticks, and they might sound different again. They're a little bit more hollow sounding, like this. Those are cool, too. So what then? One day, one of the cave people was just sitting there thinking, you know, I've got all this cool stuff over here. I got a log. It sounds pretty cool. I got some bones. I got some pieces of wood here, a couple of sticks, a hollow log down here. I'm going to take these two sticks and see if I can mix all those sounds together and make the world's first drum kit. Hollow log. Bones, piece of wood, and a rock. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Invented musical instruments, so I'm kind of like a caveman, don't you think? A little bit? And I was walking down the street in my neighborhood over there in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, which is a really good place to find a lot of junk, or used to be. Now it's a good place to find some condominiums, but it used to be a really good place for finding a lot of cool stuff on the street, and recycling is something I really like. Recycling was important, so I was walking down the streets in Williamsburg, and look what I found. A hammer. And I thought, that might make an instrument. You could use the hammer as a drum, couldn't you? As a drumstick. But I thought the hammer might make a nice violin. Seemed to be about the right size for a violin, so I took an electric drill and I drilled two holes in the end of the hammer. And I drilled two more holes down here, and I put some guitar tuning pegs in those holes to hold the strings, and I put two strings through those holes. And I tightened them up on the tuning pegs just right. And I knew how to play the violin already, so I wasn't a total beginner. And I got my violin bow, and I tightened it up, And the first time I played my hammer, check it out. Here's how it sounded. Ready? Here we go. Oh boy. I had a problem, didn't I? And I was thinking, wait a second now. When you play a violin, you vibrate the string, I'm doing that, and the sound comes right out of the violin, right to your ears. The vibration, how come nothing's coming out of my hammer? What do you suppose the problem is? That's not an easy question. I'm not sure some of the old people in here know that exactly. What do you think is missing? Anybody have an idea? What do you think? What's missing? The hole? Very, very smart. That's exactly what's missing. I have the strings vibrating, but there's no hole. And it's not so much the hole, it's the box. The body of a violin is like a box, and the strings vibrate the box. It's not the strings that make the sound. The strings vibrate the box. So the strings are the source of the box, the top of the box vibrating. Does this look like a violin to anybody besides me?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Let me do a little experiment here. I'm going to take my bow and I'm going to bang on my knee. That's got kind of flabby in my old age here, but let's see what that sounds like. That doesn't sound very good. Let me see if I can vibrate the floor with my bow. That's a little better, but listen to the top of this chair. Boy, that makes a pretty good sound. The reason is because that flat piece of metal is kind of like the flat piece of wood that's on the front of a violin. And so if I put the hammer on the chair and vibrate the strings of the hammer, they will vibrate the chair, and you'll be able to hear the hammer a little bit. Here we go. But this would be a little inconvenient, don't you think, if I had to go around with the chair as my under my chin? So someone told me that what you could do is you could take a little microphone, kind of like this microphone, because if I took this microphone away, can you guys hear me now?
I'd have to talk about this loud, wouldn't I?
But with a microphone, I could talk really quiet. Can you guys still hear me? Yes, you can. Otherwise, you wouldn't say no. So there's a little tiny microphone here on the hammer. It's a different kind, but it's meant to pick up the vibration. So if I plug that in to my sound system and I have a volume pedal, now you can hear exactly what I want the hammer to sound like. Here we go. I'll play a little Irish melody, okay? Here we go. Something was kind of bugging me. Doesn't it look kind of weird, really? You know, I mean, you saw a guy playing a hammer, you might think, that's weird. So that gives me a certain kind of freedom, doesn't it? So I'm kind of free to experiment with maybe even making it sound more weird. So I went out and I bought myself an Echo Plus 8-second digital delay sampling pedal from the Digitech company. Right here. $300. But this thing can really do a lot of cool stuff. So I'm going to turn it on now, and one of the coolest things it can do is make an echo sound. So listen to how weird I can make the hammer sound now with an echo. Wow, that's so cool. Or I can make it sound like I'm going to take a ball and bounce it here, a little sound ball. It's going to bounce down the aisle here, out the door, and into the trunk of my car. Okay? Now, the glove box. Okay, here we go. Or I can just make some horrible, scratchy, awful, scary noises. Cool. Okay, thank you very much. I am in an experimental crowd here. I dumb little Irish melody is not for this place. Okay. Now, let's see. If I take that knob that does the echo, it keeps it going, and I turn that down, whatever I play, it'll just play back to me one time. Just once like that, so it's kind of cool. Okay, so I'm going to play another song in the hammer now using that 1 second echo and kind of an improvisation. You know what that means? To improvise means to kind of make up the sounds as I'm playing them. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. It's always a little different. But I'm going to try to sound like some classical music. Get my bow. Is my bow tie look good here? Is it straight? You think so? It looks okay? I had to rent this just over up Mercer Street here, and the tails are a little long. Looks okay? Okay. Here's a little improvisational piece of classical music played by the two of us, me and myself. Here we go. Onto your belt like this, and then you get yourself a guitar pick, and what do you have now? It's still a two-string hammer, but I'm playing it like a guitar. In fact, there is no instrument that I know of that exactly has just two strings like this and has a string length like this, which is kind of like a two-string violin, viola kind of thing, but I'm going to play it like a guitar. Now listen to how different it sounds when I pluck the strings instead of vibrate them by bowing it. So I'm going to use almost exactly the same notes as I did before, but listen to how different with the rhythm and the different sounds, how different they sound. So here's a little folk song. Here we go. Thank you. Summer. Thank you very much. Little folk song. Now, I know you guys are pretty smart these days, and when I first started doing this 20 years ago, this was not an issue, but some of you are going, you know, you might go, you know, I don't think Mr. Butler's really playing the hammer. I think he's got some kind of digital recording back there. He's faking it. He's lip-syncing as a recording. Are there any skeptics in the crowd?
Yeah.
Anybody? Yeah? Any skeptics would like to, anybody want to raise their hand and come up here and check out the hammer? You want to come up here, young man? You look like a skeptic to me. So I'm going to give you the hand. Turn around here. What's your name?
Logan.
Logan's going to show everybody. I'm going to turn on the volume pedal down here, and Logan's going to strum the strings of the hammer. Go ahead. And he's going to bang on it a few times. Thank you, Logan. That proves that the sounds are really coming out of that hammer, and I'm not faking it. Okay. Look what I found down on the street. I found an old, I made this in 1981, everybody. That was like a few years ago. And a tennis racket, I thought, how many of you ever picked up a tennis racket and just for a second pretended like it was an instrument? Some of you have, yeah, I certainly have. And so the tennis racket has six strings and sounds a little bit like a banjo. So I'm going to play a little banjo song on the six-string tennis racket. The CD I'm using just as a pick guard, so there's no sound, but you could say that I'm going to play my CD. So I'm going to use I'm going to use another thing on this that's a very interesting technological thing, which is this button here is hooked up to this little device on the top of my amplifier. It's called a looper, a jam band. And this allows me to do some very interesting things with the sound too. If I step on this pedal, I have up to 30 seconds, and anything I say or any sounds I make on the instrument or anything else I do is being recorded in there, and when I step on it again, it traps it. Step on this pedal, I have up to 30 seconds.
So I have just established a little loop.
Any sounds I make on the instrument or anything else I do, and now if I step on it again, when I step on it again,
I can put another layer on top of there.
I have up to 30 seconds.
So right now I'm recording. So for example, if I go like this,
that's going to come back in a second over somewhere else, that other loop. So just keep listening a second. It should happen any minute now. So for example, if I go like this, there that happened. See, we get to the end of the loop, and then we're going to build another third story on top of that little sound building we have. Pretty soon we'll have another. So for example, at some point, this could get kind of problematic, couldn't it? If this kept going. So this is kind of one of those lunchroom nightmares with a teacher with a whistle and stuff. You guys, okay, calm down. So I think I better sit down. Oh boy, I hate that part of the show. But I'm going to use that. I'm going to use that pedal, in this case, only for just one rhythm part as I play the banjo racket. So I'm going to play a little drum part for myself and then trap it in there and play over that. I'll use it again later. So here we go. This is called Grass Chord Blues. Here we go. Thank you.
banjo. That makes quite a racket, doesn't it? Okay, we'll put that over here. Yeah, it's actually a Wilson racket, and if you played soul music on it, you could call it a Wilson picket. I'm sorry about that. That's the end of the show. Thank you very much. Okay. Let's see what else I have back here. What do you think you could do with a golf club? What could you do with a golf club? It has one string on it. Has just one string. And does anybody know what a whammy bar is? What is a whammy bar? It's part of a guitar. Does anybody know? You know what a whammy bar is? What does it do? A whammy bar, sometimes you see it in a guitar, and at the end of the guitar, there's a little bar, and you play a chord, and then you push on the bar, and it makes the chord shift its pitch. The golf club is kind of like a one-string whammy bar, because I can bend the string on the golf club. So I'm going to play a little music on the golf club that's very different than what I played. I played some kind of very American-sounding music. Now we're going to play some music from India. A little bit like a sitar and a tabla. Those are Indian instruments, and so the golf club sounds a little bit like it's from that part of the world. So this is called Par 12. Here we go. Let me get a little drink of Wawa before I do that. The reason it's called Par 12 is because the melody is in the time signature of 12, two bars of six. If you want to count that, it's hard to do. Here we go. Okay, here we go. So take your place somewhere along the Ganges River, and here is some Indian golf club. Here we go. Thank you.
That's the golf club, okay. Moving right along. Don't you think a shovel looks a lot like a guitar? Come on, that's a really good looking guitar, don't you think? I have three strings on there. This was very easy to make. I drilled three holes down here, drilled three holes up here, put a little tuning pegs in. Three strings, piece of cake, took about an hour. I'm gonna plug it in. And again, now we're gonna go to somewhere in the Middle East. Maybe to Israel or Arabia or Egypt, somewhere around there. And I'm gonna play a little bit using my fingernail, like an Indian instrument called a sarod. And I'm gonna play some percussion. So the beginning of this is very, very quiet and relaxing. And then I'm gonna play some wild drums on the shovel, okay? So this is called Desert Snow. Or on the CD, it's actually called Building a Desert Blizzard. So here we go. This is my shovel. Sounds really cool. Here we go. Thank you. Thank you. Now, we've got this instrument here. It's the last one for this afternoon, kind of. There's a couple little surprises coming up, but this is the big. It's a broom. I found it in a dumpster. Pretty good looking broom, don't you think? I cleaned it up a little bit, so yes, not so much. And I have a badminton racket on there. And each of them has one string. And this is where I'm going to really use my layering, because I have a one-man band with me here. The broom can be a drum, a bass, a lead guitar, and a slide guitar. You know what a slide guitar is? That's when you put it, you see somebody with a little ring of glass or of metal on their finger, and they slide that along the strings of the guitar. So it kind of sounds, and I can kind of simulate that by bending the string on this badminton racket. By stretching it. And then I can play the bass kind of on this broom. And then there's a drum by just hitting this part of the broom. And of course I can play a couple other things. And so the best song ever to play in a broom would be the great blues classic written by the great father of the blues, the African-American genius of the blues, the great Robert Johnson, who wrote a song called Dust My Broom. So here's a little bit of rockin' blues on the broom, Dust My Broom. Here we go.
Umbrella.
Here we go. One, two. 1, 2, 3, 4. Violin. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Jimi Hendrix. Let's play a little Jimi Hendrix song on the toothbrush. About a toothbrush percussion instrument. So I found out in all my travels, if you have a little microphone, a little contact microphone, play anything you have with you. If you have your comb, you can play a little noise on your comb. You can play something you have with you all the time, your head. That's the end of the show. Thank you very much. There is no more. That's the end of the show. Oh, we went over a little bit. Okay. Thank you very much. That's the end of the show. Have fun, go out there, be individual. Make your own instruments. Don't use those other ones everybody uses.
Yeah.
Make your own. Why not?
Have some fun.
Have some fun. Thanks a lot. And if you just Google my name, Ken Butler, you'll see my website will come up on top, and it's kind of outdated. And I do have a question. Yes, I can. If I had a straw, I know
all
how
to. Cut it.
Yeah, I know. I learned that how to do. Yeah, you can make. I don't have too many. You know what? I do have. If you have just a second, I'll show you my one wind instrument I have. I have, because most everything I have is strings, but in this little case, is a magic trumpet. It's a piece of a balloon, little piece of latex from a balloon, right? And my friend, this is not my invention. My friend Stan Wood in Portland, Oregon. Taught me how to play just a little piece of latex. Here we go.
Good question.
Whoops.
Okay, any other questions before we go? Any other questions? Yeah, what do you think?
Batman is a superhero.
Batman is a superhero. He's not the first one, but he's pretty cool. I bet you could bow his wings. Remember how I did in the umbrella? If you got his wings and you put a little rosin on him, I bet you could get some good sound out of his wings. Something.
You have one too.
You have a question?
Instruments that you made.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the idea. In a way, people think I'm trying to make, you know, people, it's not really supposed to be funny necessarily, because what I did is I just thought, you know, what things out there already have the qualities that are close to other instruments? So the thing about the broom is it has the right thickness for a tuning peg, and it has a neck. You know, you have that instrument thing of the head, neck, and body kind of thing. So I started looking for things that you could just put a string on. So any humor is not a result of my intention to be funny. It's just a byproduct of those things that happen to have, if you understand what I mean. So I'm not trying to be funny, really, but it is funny, kind of. Anything else? Yes? I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Oh yeah, I have. Mr. Butler has made 400 instruments, and some of them are as big as this whole room. And I put strings. I have some basses that are about 8 feet or 9 feet tall, and I have some that have 15 and 20 necks on them, and I have pianos that play radios and project images on the inside of the piano. And I've done all kinds. This is just a little taste of what I've made. So if you go to the website, you can see lots of pictures. If you go to instruments, then there's a picture of me, and then you click on strings, there's a whole grid of, and that's just a few of them. Any more questions? Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for coming to Roulette. Thank you for Catherine Pavlov for making it possible. Thank you so much.